They are nothing but pears, said the boy in a polite way as he started off again. How the servants at the palace laughed when another boy came to them with a story that he had pears for the king. No, no, they said. We have had enough of that. You may turn around and go back home. The poor boy began to weep bitterly. At that moment, the king and his little daughter came out of the palace. When the girl saw the weeping boy, she asked the servants what the trouble was. It is another boy who has come to fool your father, answered the servants. Then they asked the king if they should take this lad away and shut him up also. You may decide, daughter, said the king. But I have pears, cried the boy, and my father says there are no finer ones in the world. We know that story by heart, cried a servant. Please look at my pears, fair princess, begged the boy. I have brought them a long way for the king. The princess believed what the boy said. So she peeped under the leaves, and what do you think she saw? Shining pears of pure gold.